So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a previously mentioned statement, Kol Kir, She'im B'Kedei L'Kaddish Arbo Kahanim Imenu, Im Akachem B'Y. To perform Kiddush, the Kir must contain sufficient water for four Kahanim, and if the Kir contains a lesser amount, the Kahanim cannot perform Kiddush because the Pasuk states, V'Rachatzu Mimenu Moshe V'Aaron U'Vonov. Moshe V'Aaron, along with his two remaining sons, Elazar V'Isamar, were in all four people. The Gemara questions this from the following braisa. Kol HaKelim Mekadshin Bein She'yesh Ben Revi'is Bein She'im Ben Revi'is U'Bavad She'yu Kli Sharis. A Kohen can perform Kiddush from any utensil that is a Kli Sharis, even if it contains less than a Revi'is of water. Apparently, the braisa holds that a Shir is not required for Kiddush. The Gemara answers, B'Kodech B'Toichai. This braisa refers to where a small Kli Sharis was lodged into a hole in the side of the Kir, and the water of the Kir poured out through this Kli. Therefore, the Kahanim can perform Kiddush from it because this water is connected to the water inside the Kir, which has the Shira for Kahanim. The Gemara now cites the source for Kol HaKelim Kachin, even though the Torah specifies the Kir, because the Pasuk states, V'rachatzu Aharon Vonov Mimenu, B'Voyim El Oil Moyed, Yerchatzu. The word Yerchatzu includes B'Kli Sharis Mikachin. They can perform Kiddush from any utensil that became Hektish, because it's like the Kir in that To'un Meshicha Kamayu, both were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha and became Kaddish. And the word mimenu excludes b'kli chayil ein mekachin. They cannot perform kiddush from an ordinary utensil because it is unlike the kir, and that ein ton meshicha kamayu, this utensil was not anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha and did not become kaddish. And b'kamloi ein mekachin, one cannot perform kiddush from the base of the kir, even though it is ton meshicha, because the pasuk states v'asisa kir necheshes v'chana necheshes. The extra word necheshes excludes l'necheshes hikshasev v'le l'dava acher. The base is like the kir only in one way, and that both are from copper. But the base is unlike the Kir in that it's not eligible for Kiddush. The Gemara then proceeds to discuss the contents of the Kir. And Rosh Lakish says, Kol ha-mashlim l'mei mikvah, mashlim l'mei Kir, l'revi'is ein ha-mashlim. All liquids that can complete the required shear of a mikvah for tefillah can also complete the required shear of the Kir for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, but they cannot complete the required shear for Netilas Yadayim. As the Gemara explains, Rosh Lakish refers to the Halacha Masechtas Mikvayis. Mikveh yesh by memsa muchuvanois nasin sa benatul sa hareze kasher. If a mikveh had the exact share of 40 sa and the person added a sa of other liquids and then removed a sa of the mixture, the mikveh remains kasher. Even though the remaining mixture of 40 sa does not contain 40 sa of pure water, it's kasher because when he added the other liquids, the 40 sa of water was mevatel, nullified the one sa of other liquid. Similarly, regarding mekir, nasin benatul kasher. If the kir had the share of dalat kahanim, and one added other liquids and then removed the same amount of mixture, the remaining water is fit for Kiddush because the sheer dalat kahanim of water was mevatel the other liquid. However, regarding the tilas yadayim nastam anotl pasal, if a utensil had a revius water and one added other liquids and then removed some of it, the water is not fit for the tilas yadayim because, as Rashi explains, toleichashiv eshir zutra derevius levitlinu, the small amount of one revius of water is not significant enough to nullify the other liquid. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha of Rish Lakish. May mikvah k'sheim l'may kir. Rainwater can be used for the kir, which implies that Rish Lakish holds, d'loy mayim chayim nenu. The may kir does not need to be from living spring water. And the Gemara concludes that this is machlekes anoyim. Rishmol holds may kir may mayin hein. The water in the kir must be of mayim chayim. While the Chacham holds may kir mishar meimis hein. The water in the kir can be of ordinary water. The Gemara proceeds with the Mishnah's halacha of oral pasal. If an uncircumcised kohen perform the avoda, it is disqualified. This is derived from two psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. Kol ben necher ara leva ara basa lo yave al mektashi. This pasuk teaches that a kohen who was a ben necher, an apostate, or an aral, is forbidden to perform the avoda. And the preceding pasuk states, Baviyachem b'nei necher arli leva arli basa liyas b'mikdashi l'chal es besi. This pasuk teaches that if a ben necher or aral did perform the avoda, it is disqualified. The Gemara then discusses the Mishnah's halacha of tamei pasul. If a kohen who is tamei performed the avoda, it is disqualified. The Zikne Dor made the following distinction: Lo yishanu el tamei sheretz pasul, al tamei mes kasher. Mitoch shemeratz betzibur meratz nami biyachid. Only if the kohen became tamei from a sheretz does the avoda become pasul. But if it became tamei from a corpse, the avoda remains kasher, because since tamei mes has a kula, a leniency in that tumah hutra betzibur, and in a carbon tzibur a kohen tamei mes is permitted to do the avoda liketchila. Therefore, in the Karbon Yachid, if a Kohen Tamei Mes did the Avoda, but the Eved is kosher, because the Tzitz is Meratza, it validates the Avoda. However, Tamei Sheretz possible, because even regarding a Karbon Tzibur, Tumah Sheretz, Lo Hojra Tzibur, a Kohen that was Tamei Sheretz is forbidden to do the Avoda. And the Gemara explains that we might ask that since a Tamei Sheretz is less stringent than a Tamei Mes, we should derive through a Kavachimer, that if Kohen Tamei Mes, Hojra Tzibur, certainly Kohen Tamei Sheretz, Hojra Tzibur. However, the Gemara answers that it's not so, because the source of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is the Pasuk in Parshas HaTamid, Tishmeru L'Hakav Li B'Meyadai, from which we derive B'Meyadai Afilu B'Shabbos, B'Meyadai Afilu B'Tumah. A carbon that has a Zman Kavu, a set time, must be brought in its time, even on Shabbos. And even if either the Mechaprin, the Kahanim, or the Miskaprin, the owners, are Tameh. And since B'Meyadai is a source for both Mechaprin and Miskaprin, the Zikne Dorm say, Mechaprin Kim Miskaprin. Ma miskaprin, tmei mes in, tmei sheretz loy. Af machaprin, tmei mes in, tmei sheretz loy. The heter tumah applies only to a tumah which is permitted for both machaprin and miskaprin. Just like for the owners, only tumas mes is permitted but not tumas sheretz. So to the kahanim, only tumas mes is permitted but not tumas sheretz. And the Gemara proceeds to explain that zikne dorm hold be miskaprin loy hutra tumas sheretz, because regarding Pesach Sheni, the Pasuk states, ish ish ki yit tamei lenefesh v'asa Pesach la'Hashem. The exclusive word ish teaches ish nitcha ve'in tzibur nidachim. Only an individual that is tamei is disqualified to bring a Pesach Rishon and instead brings a Pesach Sheni. But if the majority is tamei, they are permitted to bring a Pesach Rishon even though they are tamei. Therefore, kol shebiyachad nitcha tzibur avdi betumah. The tzibur can bring a Pesach Rishon only for the same tumah which disqualifies a yachad from Pesach Rishon. And since the Zikni Darm hold Sheikhtim Mizurkin al Tamei Sheretz, a Yachar who is Tamei Sheretz is not Nitcha, and he's eligible to send his Pesach Rishon because he can purify himself before the night and eat the Karban Pesach. Therefore, if the Tzibur are Tamei Sheretz, they may not bring a Pesach Rishon Metumah, but rather they purify themselves and only Kahan Tahir and perform the Avodah. However, according to the Pinna of Ein Sheikhtim Mizurkin al Tamei Sheretz, a Tamei Sheretz is disqualified from sending his Pesach Rishon, then even if the tzibur are tamei sheretz, they may bring a Pesach Rishon betumah because kol shebiyachad nitcha tzibur avdi betumah.